We did some good things well. Played with, you know, a ton of energy, a ton of intensity, which just has to be a staple for us as a defense. There were some things that we saw we could do better in the run game, in the pass game, just all around, just, you know, trying to get better.
What did you see, the fact that they came out trying to run the ball and it took you guys a little bit to get off the field, what do you need to clean up in the run defense?
Just continue to do what our coaches are asking us to do, being able to get off blockers, just having 11 guys to the football, getting downhill, tackling well. If we continue to do those things well, we'll be okay.
Yeah. Having been in a live situation like that now, the first preseason game, what do you think was the biggest adjustment you had to make? Really alert the new group, kind of working together, and you being, you know, kind of running the show
in the middle? We just got to continue to get reps. That's what it is. You got a young group of guys, a lot of guys playing together for the first time. It just comes with the reps, comes with the time. Right now, we just continue to build the foundation of it, and I like the direction that we're headed.
What did you see from a couple of young guys, Agba and Nassib, look like they showed up?
Oh, those guys, those rookies had tremendous games. Nassib played huge. Agba played great. We're going to need those guys. We're going to have to rely on them this year. They got to grow up real fast, and they played good in their first showing. It's going to get more intense. It's going to get harder as you go down the road. But if they continue to stay focused and continue to work hard, those guys can be really good players in this league.
Have you been impressed how Manuel's been able to handle kind of the position switch from, you know, 4-3 end outside linebacker, now he's playing 3-4 end?
I think that's more natural for him, you know, playing with his hand in the dirt. He plays with his hands really well. He's a big guy. He has long arms. So I think that transition is a little easier for him versus the outside, which dropping the coverage is something he probably hadn't did as much before. So it's a little different than 4-3 in, but, I mean, he's doing it really well. He's continued to play with his hands, continue to run well and have his eyes right and do what his coaches ask him to do. He's going to be okay.
Expect to see more passing this week with the Falcons and maybe saw against the Packers and kind of
feeling
to work a little more on that in the game?
You never know. I know our unit will play a little bit longer this game. So they're gonna play their one unit a little bit longer. So it's gonna be more like a real game. That's just how we approach it. You're gonna get, you know, balanced attack, you know, run and pass, and we'll see.
How much did you know about the defensive roster when you signed? About these guys, the Browns. Did you know all about them?
Yeah, I knew what was going on. You know, I knew it was a transition period, and you had some guys from before, and you're going to get some new guys. So I knew we were a young team. You know, that's really why I wanted to be a part of it, too.
Is it asking too much of a lot of these young guys? I mean, if you look around, you know, the starters, you got a bunch of second-year guys, Danny and Nate and IC. And, is that asking too much of guys who are only in their second year in the league?
No, you're not asking. If you hit the field, you got to be ready. That's just the business that we're in. You know, the only thing that matters is, you know, how well you do on Sundays, and everybody's judged by the same standard. You know, it's wins and losses, and if you're in this league and you get on that field, you got to be ready. And that's why we practice the way we do. That's why we attack the meeting rooms the way we do, to, you know, help guys be ready. Now, does your game grow as you get more experience? Of course, as with anything. But we got a great group of young guys who listen and stay focused, and we got great leaders at each position, and those young guys are responding to the challenge. And if they keep responding to the challenge and stay focused, they're going to be okay.
You get the sense that they welcome the challenge?
Yeah, I do. I think they did a tremendous job, and the players they picked, guys that are in their, you know, first 3 years, you know, those guys are accepting the challenge and looking forward. You know, we had some rookies the other night that made some big plays on offense and defense and special teams. And that's what it's going to take. Just get on the field and make plays.
What are your impressions of Ray Farmer compared to other coordinators you've been used to?
Say that again.
Your impressions of Ray Farmer. Hort.
Ray Hort.
He's a great defensive mind. Very smart, very intelligent. Knows how to put us in position to be successful. Knows how to evaluate his personnel and what he has and use us, you know, to the best of our strengths. And I think that's what's going to help us down the road.
What What have you seen out of Chris Kersey walking up here?
Oh, man, he's just tremendous athlete, tremendous player. And he's gonna be a dominant linebacker in this league. He plays with a lot of intensity. Can play great in the run game, can cover tight ends and running backs. Tremendous intensity, can run and loves to hit. Our goal is to be the most physical linebackers in the league, and he brings a certain physicality that makes, he probably is going to intimidate a few fullbacks and a few offensive linemen, and I'm excited to play beside him.
What does your relationship with him have to be like, because you're kind of working as a pair inside there?
Best friends. Okay. You have to be.
How do you make that relationship become a best friend relationship? You have to do a lot of things off the field.
It just becomes natural. The more you hang with somebody, the closer you grow to them. And we hang together a lot, in the locker room, outside the locker room, and on the field. So that's just kind of it just happens naturally.
Do